Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Tefulyom. We're in the third parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. So the Mishnah begins, Yerek Shel Truma. Let's say we have vegetable stalks that are in a cooking pot or they're in a bowl. And I decide they don't really taste that good. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a beaten egg, Ubeitza Trufa, Nisuna Al Gabav, and I pour it on top of the vegetables to give them some flavor, right? V'nagat tfulyom b'beitza, and so the tfulyom touches the egg. The tfulyom, of course, the person who hasn't finished his tahara process because he's waiting for the day to actually be over, and he touches the egg. Now, the vegetables are truma, so therefore, they're not going to get ruined. But an egg can't be truma, it's an egg. So, therefore, in such a situation, lo pasal ela kelach shekenegdo. He only pasals when he touches the egg, the liquidy egg. It only ruins the truma of the vegetable, of the stalk, through the chibur, through the attachment underneath. And according to the Tanakama, that is only true by the stalk that's directly underneath the egg area. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, what are you talking about? Kol Seder Elyon, the entire egg is considered one long attachment. And so therefore, all the vegetables that are directly underneath it, those stalks are going to also be considered pasul. Im Nahaya Kamin Kova, Ein Achibur. But if the egg happens to bubble up like a sunny side, and it looks like a helmet on top of the egg, as opposed to a flat surface, whereby there's a hollow airspace now between the egg and the vegetable, and the two things don't touch, so then it's not considered a chibur, and the vegetables are not going to have a problem in that circumstance. The Mishnah continues into Mishnah Gimel, that let's say I have a pan that's used for cooking food, and I have some chopped up truma produce there, and it's being cooked in the pan, but it's a single sheet pan, I want to make a whole meal, and so I put in a beaten egg. Some of the egg is put on top of the vegetable, some of it drips on the side in an uninterrupted flow, and now so there's like a thread going from the egg to where the food, to where the vegetables are, and then also since I did it a little bit sloppy, so some of the egg drips up on the onto the top of the pan and then over the side on the outside side of the pan. V'nagabo tfulyom, and the tfulyom touches the egg, so the egg itself is chulin, the tfulyom doesn't do anything. But here's the question, does it do anything to the vegetables? So minasafa v'lifnim, if the egg that runs down the inside part of the pan, that's considered a chibur, the stuff on the inside side of the pan, of the egg. And so therefore, that's going to be a chibur, it's going to be an attachment, it'll ruin the vegetables. But minasafa l'chutz, if he touches from the egg part that's outside of the frying pan and beyond, in a chibur, that's not going to be considered an attachment. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, chut b'chol sheniklaf imo. When we talk about the streak and anything that breaks off with it, so the entire produce is going to be considered pasul if the tfulyom touches the streak in the inside. He says, no. It's only the stuff that breaks off together with the egg when I move it on the inside. The same ruling applies to beans that are forming a crust on the edge of the pot. It's the same rule as the egg. The stuff that forms a crust, that's already less edible. So what gets pulled, according to Rabbi Yossi, that which gets pulled with it is going to be considered a connection, and the other stuff is not going to be a connection, according to the Tanakama, it's going to have the same rules as the egg. Okay, we'll stop you. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, wonderful day.